Talking Roses is beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. And, you know, when I think desert, I don't often think of roses. You know, you think of creosotes, mesquites, Palo Verdes, saguaros. You know, how viable are roses for the desert environment? Well, I think it's the world's largest rose tree is in Tombstone. It was planted in 1885 and is, you know, amazing. Obviously still alive and blooming today.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an enormous tree there in Tombstone. It's definitely something worth taking the time down to go down there and see it. That's for sure.
And you were saying during the break that Arizona is one of the big rose industrial growers. Yeah, industrial might not be the right word, but
it's one of the premier rose growing areas in the country. You know, the Phoenix area and Tyler, Texas are the big ones. If you go out on the 303, or now some of the farms have moved down south closer to Casa Grande, that's where a lot of the commercial roses are grown before they're shipped or harvested, like Jay was talking earlier, harvested and then shipped off to be packaged and sent out to the nurseries or wherever they're sold.
So when I bring a rose home, Jay, you were saying hopefully they're not planted. They're planted that afternoon. any special planting instructions once I get my rose bush?
Well, it depends on how you're taking it home. So this day and age, most likely you're going to buy a rose bush in a pot, in a container that you could take home and conceivably not plant it for months as long as you remember to water it often enough, just like the nursery does when it's in their nursery. Probably the single biggest thing, and this isn't just roses, but it's all plants, when you dig the hole, it needs to be the right size. So the hole needs to be plenty wide, but not too deep. And I think planting too deep is probably the biggest mistake people make, whether it's a rose bush, a fruit tree, or a palm tree. Especially on roses, there will be a very obvious, well, if you buy it in a pot, it's going to have a soil line there. And hopefully they didn't pot it too deep. I've seen that done as well. But roses are, most of them, a great percentage are still grafted. So there is a graft, and it'll look just like a knob on the rosebush where all the branches are coming out of. That needs to be above the soil line. And typically, in the old days when you bought a bare root rose, there's a pretty obvious line what was above and what was below ground. And you just had to make sure that was at the same depth that it had been grown at. So that's the main thing in my mind, is make sure you don't plant them too deep. If they are potted, keep the root ball as intact. Don't break the roots up, especially if they started to grow new hair roots. We don't want to disturb that. And then keep them plenty moist for the first week or two. Now, if they haven't leafed out much, they're not going to need much water. So one or two waterings might keep it moist enough for a while. You really got to look at the soil. You can keep them too wet. If there's no leaves, they're not transpiring, they're not sucking a lot of moisture out of the ground. So be careful not to keep them too wet. That'd be my tip, is make sure it's not too deep.
No, I completely agree with too deep, and I kind of even plant mine a little high because they're going to settle over time, and after 4, 5, 6 years, they're going to kind of, your mulch is going to build up, and they're going to kind of settle into the ground. And so you want to kind of plant them a little high. That's a great tip. The other thing that I do is, if I have a rose that doesn't have any leaves on it, if it's a brand new one, I'll take a box of some type that's open on the top and bottom, and I'll put it around that rose, and I'll fill that full of mulch. That mulch I'm going to use later to kind of keep the plant cool, but I'm going to keep that mulch wet. And after about a week to 10 days, I'll take that box and just lift it right off the top, and I'll start to wash that mulch slowly away. And what you'll see is that moisture that's held into those canes, you're going to have a whole bunch of new growth that's came out, which has helped that rose transition from the pot that it came in from, wherever you bought it from, into your garden.
And we'll talk about trimming when we get back after the bottom of the hour news break. But just out of curiosity, how much water does it take for 14,000 rose rose bushes at Mesa? That's a good question.
The nice thing about Mesa Community College, it's all on flood irrigation. They do have irrigation that they drip irrigation that they water with in between the flood irrigation, but they're on a flood irrigation system, which gives the roses a nice deep watering a couple times a month. So they're able to wash all that salt that's built up in the soil and just wash that all down, which is a huge advantage that they have over just the home gardener that doesn't have that. But I don't know how many gallons, but it's a large number for that many roses for sure.
And you're talking about, you know, that there's hundreds of varieties. What's the most unique one to a rosarian that do you have a favorite you gravitate towards?
You know, everybody has their favorite. A lot of people like the hybrid tea, which is what you get from the florist or things like that. I really like the Floribunda, which has more blooms, kind of sprays a lot more, and miniatures. I when I first started this, I wasn't big on miniatures. I had all these hybrid teas. As I progress, I've seen the miniatures have such great form. They're smaller, but they have great color. They hold their color longer. So I'm a big mini flora miniature rose guy.
And when you say miniature, I'm assuming it's a smaller bud.
It's a smaller bud. Now, the plant necessarily isn't smaller. I have a Dr. John Dickman that is 6+ feet tall, and it's a mini flora. So they greatly vary in height from maybe 2 feet up to 6 or 8 feet.
All right, well, hang tight. There's a lot we can do, but we can't stop the clock. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning.